Bolito. Listen to the voice of Bolito. Radio, life, and style. 88.0 FM.
Wednesday, the 16th of October, 2024. Coming to you from out of the blue, it's Radio, Life, and Style. Time for a look at your top of the hour news. A bulletin brought to you proudly by Chapman Plumbing, the leak specialists. With your top stories, I'm Mike Charles. Good afternoon. Embattled former public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane has thrown in the towel on her short-lived political career, saying she needs to focus on her family. In a social media post on Wednesday, Mkhwebane said she believed that the fight for freedom had been in vain and never had her rights been violated more than during her time as public protector. She joined the Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF, exactly a year ago on the 16th of October, just weeks after her impeachment as the public protector, taking up a parliamentary seat days later. On Tuesday, Mkhwebane still actively carried out her parliamentary duties as a member of the Justice Committee, where she accused the Special Investigating Unit, the SIU, of being weaponized by the executive to deal with political opponents. In her resignation to the Economic Freedom Fighters, Mkhwebane said she felt let down by the executive, the judiciary, and parliament. In particular, Mkhwebane believes she's become a target of the mainstream media, which she says attacked her character. Mkhwebane said that her sin was to deliver reports on the Reserve Bank, the CR17 election campaign, and Pala Pala, and then to be punished for the outcome. Meanwhile, in other news, four more suspects linked to the Lusikisiki massacre, where 18 people were shot and killed at Ngobozana village in the Eastern Cape, have been arrested. On Tuesday night, police published the pictures and names of the suspects, saying that they were linked to the massacre, and hours later, an intelligence-driven operation led to three of the suspects being arrested in Port Shepston in the early hours of Wednesday morning. A fourth suspect was arrested a little later. KZN police spokesperson Robert Netshunda said police received a tip-off from a community member that the wanted suspects were hiding at a rented accommodation at Mkolombe informal settlement in Port Shepston. A swift operation was put in motion and three suspects aged 22, 24 and 31 years old were arrested. He said that the police operation was continuing. And in international news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has presented MPs with a long-awaited victory plan that aims to strengthen his country's position enough to end the war with Russia. Zelensky told Parliament in Kyiv that the plan could finish the war, which began with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. He feels it could finish the war by next year. Key elements include a formal invitation to join NATO, the lifting by allies of restrictions on long-range strikes on Russia, a refusal to cede more Ukrainian territory, and the continuation of the incursion into the Kursk region of Russia. The Kremlin dismissed the plan, with a spokesman saying that Kyiv needed to sober up. And that's the news for now on a Wednesday afternoon on Radio Life and Style. The bulletin brought to you proudly by Chapman Plumbing, the leak specialists.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geyser specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.